live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
October 1st, 2017. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours, as we are every Sunday. Then I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. But now you have David Knight, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. And after that, Owen Schroyer is back from a visit with his girlfriend down in Brazil. He's going to be back in studio. But before we go any further, we have seen total martial law in a beautiful place in Spain that is Catalonia, that has always been its own separate area for thousands of years, an area that resisted Islamic takeover when the rest of Spain pretty much completely fell. You could say they're more Spanish than the Spanish. We've got images of them beating up families, women, fathers, trying to vote for independence. Over 80%+ want to do it. It's shock footage. That's all coming up. We've caught the Democrats in a stand down in Puerto Rico. This is beyond bombshell, with the Teamsters Union refusing to deliver the U.S. aid to try to embarrass Trump. It's next level propaganda, but it blew up in their face. And the NFL's having to back down now, just like the NBA. That failed as well. The globalists are failing on every front. And we've got other huge news on North Korea and the Islamic terror attacks, two of them today in France and Canada. The religion of peace. But first, John Bowne looks at North Korea blaming America for their psychosis.
North Korea continues to play the victim card, regardless that they have threatened imminent nuclear devastation on the world due to President Trump's comments on the mysterious end of American Otto Warmbier.
No one has shown more contempt for other nations and for the well-being of their own people than the depraved regime in North Korea. It is responsible for the starvation deaths of millions of North Koreans and for the imprisonment, torture, killing, and oppression of countless more. We were all witness to the regime's deadly abuse when an innocent American college student, Otto Warmbier, was returned to America only to die a few days later.
Otto Warmbier was released the same day that you went to North Korea.
Give all the prayer and love to his family, you know. But I didn't know he was sick.
There's no doubt in my mind that these trips and me asking on his behalf was had a lot to do with it.
Otto's father said
Dennis Rodman had nothing to do with Otto. It's a diversion.
The Wall Street Journal reports in a statement released by North Korea's official Korean Central News Agency, a foreign ministry spokesman in Pyongyang said Mr. Trump was again exploiting the death of Otto Warmbier. North Korea then announced, according to USA Today, that 4.7 million of its citizens have volunteered to join or re-enlist in the military since leader Kim Jong-un threatened to, quote, tame, unquote, President Trump, quote, with fire, unquote, last week, North Korean state media reported. Pyongyang has previously claimed that North Koreans have volunteered to join the military as part of propaganda campaigns to boost solidarity, according to South Korean news agency Yonhap. Whether they volunteered or not, the level of propaganda aimed at North Korea's citizens is massive. A shrine in North Korea, 3 decades old, and dedicated to the unverified and likely fabricated Sinchon massacre, where supposedly South Korean troops under U.S. guidance massacred 35,000 North Korean citizens in 52 days, including a claim that U.S. troops beheaded 300 with samurai swords and the U.S. Air Force used biowarfare. The Daily Mail reports in 1989, Chicago Tribune journalist Uli Schmitzer summarized, if any truth about massacres in Sinchon ever existed, the evidence has long ago been obscured. However, the Onsong concentration camp was a very real threat to the humanitarian concerns of the North Korean people, where 5,000 prisoners, mainly those that simply criticized the government and subsequently their innocent families via guilt by association, were taken out with machine guns after a riot broke out, according to two defectors. Onsong was closed in 1989 and the prisoners were relocated to Hwaryong concentration camp, whereas one defector described routine torture, human medical experiments, mandatory life sentences, and harsh...
We've got it. We've got it. Got it.
The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are going.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
October 1st, 2017. It is Sunday. We are broadcasting worldwide. Thank you so much for joining us. I am your host, Alex Jones. We have an incredibly important, jam-packed, quite frankly, riveting, but also horrifying, and at the same time, exhilarating transmission here in the next 120 minutes or so. So again, thank you so much for joining us. Former Navy SEAL, best-selling author and researcher is going to be joining us, Matt Bracken, who's been warning of Antifa actually turning into a weatherman-style terror organization. That's now been confirmed by undercover folks with some of our reporters, also with the Hagman Report and their undercover people, and also the latter with Crowder, with video all over the country, inside the Antifa meetings. And our own Millie Weaver and Gavin Wentz got footage inside their meetings as well, where they are calling for a violent revolution starting November 4th to coincide with 100 years of the Bolshevik Revolution. Paul Watson wrote about it on Friday. It's linked up on drudgereport.com. Antifa plans civil war to overthrow the government. Violent far-left group demands Trump regime be removed from power. And they're just the cover for the Democrats, the deep state, the big globalist corporations that are in major publications like the Financial Times, Atlantic Monthly, and others, talking about a civil unrest event or a race war that could be triggered, using that as the cover to declare civil emergency outside of the president and remove him. Now, notice this is happening all over the world. Civil wars in Ukraine, civil wars all over Asia, civil wars all over Africa, civil wars all over the Middle East, civil wars all over South America, Central America. We're entering that global season. At the time that World War I kicked off, there were more than 10 different wars going on. World War II, same story. Economic, cultural fault lines build up, and then when you see more political crises, you tend to see more wars unfold. All historians agree with that, and we are lined up right now for this. Look at Catalonia, that I'm going to cover first. It's Spain was always three kingdoms, going back before it was officially Spain. It was then invaded by the Muslim Moors during the jihad. The response to that was the Crusades. But our media teaches us that the Crusades were bad to defend Europe. And the crew was showing me some footage before we went live. We can roll that at the polling places. Of women being savagely beaten by police. Even once they're on their backs and bleeding, savagely dragging women around by their hair, savagely beating women, reportedly children are also being beaten. We're talking about police jump kicking off of stairs and curb stomping, trying to kill people. And again, this is savage, pure intimidation, because Catalonia is only, what, 14% of the population of Spain, 40% of the GDP. It also added that Catalonia was one of the only areas not to be fully taken over by the Muslims. So it's a little bit of a racist thing, because they're lighter skinned. They're the original Spaniards there in Catalonia. And so a lot of the rest of Spain kind of sees it as elitist. And there's some type of racial or cultural envy going on. World leaders, from the Pope, you name it, have condemned it. It is martial law in Catalonia, Barcelona being the capital of that region of northeastern Spain. Beautiful architecture, amazing people. The food is my favorite, and I've been all over Europe. The food is unbelievable. It's like down-home type cooking, but it's just, I mean, you go in these little bitty corner, hole-in-the-wall stores, and literally mama comes out and makes the food, and it's very, very sad to see this happening to Catalonia. There's hours of this footage up on InfoWars.com. Spanish police storm polling station in Catalonia. Independence vote. Spanish riot police smashed their way into the polling station in Catalonia on Sunday. And then it just goes on from there, firing rubber bullets, closing hundreds of polling stations, arresting thousands. Now here's a Reuters headline. Violence erupts as Catalans vote on the split from Spain. And the polls showed close to 90% wanting to get out of there, between 80 and 90%. So they were going to pull out, but here's the good news. Just like they can try to block Brexit, once you try to block what people already wanted, you'll never stop them. Word is the Catalans aren't paying taxes now. They're not submitting. They're not. I mean, almost every window when you're in Barcelona has the Catalan flag hanging out of it. And when I say they're the original Spaniards, there were no Spaniards. Spain got unified in a response to the Islamic takeover. It was basically a Germanic slash Roman type amalgamation. And they got taken over. And finally, some of the northern kingdoms got unified. Help came out of Europe, north of them, and out of what is France today and other areas. And then they came in kind of the proto or pre Crusades was a response to the giant Islamic invasion of Spain, of Italy, of Poland, of Romania, of Hungary. And that's why in those Eastern European countries today, like Hungary and Romania, that they don't let any Muslims in, because they know they come to act nice at first, build their numbers, politically dig in, and then they start attacking locally in the neighborhood with certain members of the males going out to do it on purpose to drive you out of neighborhoods. Then they vote and take control of those. Then out of cities. Then regions. Then they militarize. So that's why, oh, we're so sorry that you got killed by another Muslim. Or they'll never even really say sorry. They just go, oh, I'm not part of that. And then you get driven out. You get controlled. You get dominated. So we're going to be getting into that. Speaking of that, I mean, it's just the daily story. It's every day now. Kind of like the mayor, the Islamic mayor of London said last year and this year. He said, look, just get used to terror. Okay? It's part of living in a major Islamic city. French soldiers shoot dead knife attacker who shouted Allah Akbar. He killed two in the Marisseville event. Two women. He chose two women to stab to death because the women of non-Islamic groups are seen as the military manufacturing centers. So killing a woman is a double bonus because they might not have any kids. But don't worry. Europeans don't have kids to begin with. They've got their guilt. They want to die. That's why they let you in. So there you have that. Allah Akbar, and with an ISIS flag. Here's another one. Terror attack in Canada, driving over a bunch of people, trying to stab the police, finally getting killed, deliberately ramming pedestrians. That's all. Had an ISIS flag in his vehicle. Terrorist attacks rock Canada and France. Being investigated as acts of terrorism, they now say they were acts of ISIS terror attack. So there you go. We'll be talking more about that with our guest, Matt Bracken, coming up in the next hour and taking your phone calls as well. But what you have going on in Catalonia there with the Catalans is truly shocking. And they've declared civil emergency. That's a fancy name for martial law, ladies and gentlemen. But don't worry, who needs to be banned from having speech to criticize this or to just politely say that the mayor of San Juan, Puerto Rico, is not telling the truth? Donald Trump, the former CEO of Reddit, says Trump should be banned because Trump's a bully. Really, I'm going to play coming up clips of Saturday Night Live. I'm going to ask you, what's the bullying versus his polite tweets? Saying, you know, the mayor was very nice to me until the Democrats told her to be mean to me. And then we need locals to work together to help us get the aid in. He knew 3 days ago when he said that the Army had already given him an intelligence report last week that the Teamsters have completely stood down. 80% of the island's trucks are owned by the Teamsters Union or run by them. They're on TV. We have all the Spanish clips and some in English admitting we're not shipping anything to teach the governor and Trump a lesson. So I have clips coming up of the Squawk Box with video, CNBC, admitting there are thousands of containers, hundreds of ships lined up, 20, 30 ships deep. They've been there for weeks, and they will not take them on to the island. And so it's only non-Teamsters. They're being physically attacked, and they're just holding the island hostage to demonize Trump and then teleprompter reading propaganda groups like Saturday Night Live come out and say the president's a racist and has blocked all aid, even though there is more aid than the island could even use. Generators, fuel, food stacked up in more than 50 ports. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Another world. Another time. In the age of wonder.
receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I want to be clear about something right now. What mainstream corporate media is doing, not just with their news programs, but with their entertainment shows, with their fiction programs, you name it, is unbelievable. I can't watch hardly any movie or TV show now that isn't filled with total propaganda and lies. I watched last night The Lost City of Z. I happen to have read real history books about all that, and none of it was accurate. It was all about race, and whites didn't believe that people in South America could build temples. They'd already found hundreds of them. Of course they knew that. There were temples from China to Africa. I mean, I've read the actual books about those real people, and it was just none of it was true. But people watch that stuff, and it's every movie you go see about the civil rights movement or about you name it, it's just laced. It's the craziest thing I've ever seen. And it's to create absolute anti-European sentiment everywhere. But you turn on Saturday Night Live, about a month ago, quit being political for a while because their ratings were going down, just like the NFLs are plunging. People are sick of seeing Trump being made fun of. But they thought, wait, we get to go after him now because Hurricane Harvey and the other Hurricane Irma that hit Florida brought everybody together, and we saw black people saving white people and white people saving black people and Hispanic folks helping white folks and vice versa. And most people were mixed anyways. We're all just humans with red blood. And it was beautiful. And Trump came down multiple visits and helped people and hugged all the folks and kissed the black babies and the white babies. And we saw all those images. A black guy's on jet skis saving white families and white families on jet skis with rebel flags on them saving black families. And Trump's ratings have gone way up despite all the manipulation and spin in the big polls and the economy's coming back. So what do? Puerto Rico got hit 2 weeks ago, got hit again by another hurricane, been hit twice. The island is power still off in many areas. We've got correspondence there. And within a day of the hurricane, the last hurricane leaving, there were Navy ships there and engineer ships there. And now, weeks later, we have an article on InfoWars.com with links to the Huffington Post and the Army Times and to CNBC, of all places, with their reporters. It'd take hours to play all this, but I'm going to get to some of it. But first, I'm going to show you the lies. With so much aid piled up, they're now saying it looks like the island could live off this for 6 months. I mean, it's so overwhelming. The shots we've got from drones and helicopters are just the equivalents of hundreds of football fields piled with so much. But here's the problem. About a week ago, the mayor of San Juan, the capital city, went from saying Trump's really great. Yeah, there's all these ships, all this food, to getting the word. No, no, no. And the Teamsters came out and said, we're not delivering any of that food because we didn't get the raise at the state legislature. They're not a state of the U.S., but you know they're in their legislature. They're a protectorate, a possession, as it's called. They have their own governor. You know, they're their own state, but not officially a state. We didn't get the raise we wanted for unions to have a minimum, so we're not going to deliver anything until we get the raise. The headline should be Democrats and unions hold island hostage. Because, I mean, this is on CNBC, but only here and there. So I saw this yesterday, and I went and looked, and I looked at the Spanish translations of all the TV stations. The Puerto Ricans aren't buying it. They are pissed, man. They know who's keeping all the generators and all the fuel and all the diesel and all the food and all the medicine away from them. And you've got the Hispanic Puerto Rican colonel that's over a lot of the operations saying, my family lives here. There's food piled up 500 feet in the air. The mayor is on TV in front of it saying Trump hadn't done anything. The response to Puerto Rico per capita is bigger than the response to Florida. It's a smaller population. And per capita, there's more food, more medicine, more fuel. The numbers are right here, even in the Associated Press. It's piled up like pyramids. But see, like Trump tweeted 3 days ago about the mayor. You know, Mayor, you were really nice to me until the Democrats told you to be mean. We need the locals to help us. This is a team effort, just like Texas and just like Florida. You got to have the locals. That's why Trump got back. FEMA blocked it with Bush. He was an idiot. Trump got back and had locals come in and help government, and that's why Texas did so much better. So Trump's now lifting restrictions that block unions because the unions had rules in there, the Jones Rule, so that they could load all that off. It's called the Jones Act. So again, the Democrats are ordering the stand down. They've been caught completely red-handed, but if you watched Saturday Night Live last night, I watched it this morning. It was the entire time. Trump's an idiot. He's a racist. He doesn't even know that Puerto Rico is part of the U.S. He doesn't like Hispanics. He doesn't like anybody else. He doesn't like black people because Alex Jones told him. You know, that's from an earlier episode with Alec Baldwin. But the worst part was this Michael Che, I guess an ode or a hat tip to Che Guevara, viciously, savagely tearing into him at a level I've never seen it so vicious, calling him a coward, a piece of garbage, his family crap, calling him, limp-wristed and saying he's a cracker. You dumb cracker, get out. That's like saying to Obama, you dumb N-word, you should have gone to that hurricane last year. I didn't say that. I'm saying it's like saying that. It'd be horrible. But since it's white people being run down, it's okay to have a teleprompter reader sowing racism, lying about the president when it's the Teamsters Union and it's the Democrat cities have decided to sit there and do absolutely nothing because they know it'll get even bigger cash aid bonuses in that they'll control. They know there's enough food for half a year, enough medicine, enough fuel. They know if they sit there and make it worse, they'll line their stinking pockets while getting a win against Trump when the great unity, when they were trying to start a race war a month ago of Harvey, brought us together. Think about the evil of that. Think about the cold-bloodedness of that. And what's making me so mad is it's crystal clear. So we're going to go to break, and I'm going to come back and play these clips. I'm going to play the clip of Michael Che, fake name, I've ever heard it. And then I'm going to play the excerpts of the other one where CNN has clips of this celebrating it like it's so funny. It's not even funny. And when you hear what Che says, it's so hateful. It's so venomous. And he's sitting there reporting it like it's news. And it's a black guy they're using to try to invoke racial tensions in this country and say that Trump wouldn't help Puerto Rico because it's not white. When Houston's 70% non-white, it's the most diverse city in the U.S., but they think the viewers are stupid and that they only help Texas because it's white when it's not even white.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
We're back live, ladies and gentlemen, broadcasting worldwide. If you just joined us, we have caught the Democrats 100% red-handed. Because what's crazy is the Teamsters Union has gone on CNBC, and that's in English, and then on the Spanish channels in Puerto Rico. They have obviously Spanish and English. It's very bilingual. Protectorate of the United States. And they're saying, yeah, we're the reason you're not getting the stuff that's been put on the docks here because we don't like the way the unions have been treated. And we're mad at the governor and we don't like Trump. And there's not even a connection in their mind that people will see this is wrong because to them, this is what unions do. They stop you from getting things. They hold you hostage until you give in. This is when they go wrong. We have an article on Infowars.com that has the transcripts. There's another one at Conservative Treehouse. There's another one even at the Huffington Post. I can't believe it. They interviewed the Army colonel who's Hispanic from Puerto Rico, who's running a bunch of the operations. He said, listen, my family lives in San Juan. We've been here for 2 weeks. It's all here. They will not come get the food. And then there's these rules that the Army's not supposed to deliver it, again, for the unions. And so Trump's having to sign orders to go around that. And what's crazy is this is 100% verifiable in 5 minutes. You go to InfoWars.com. We've got our article that's links to the CNBC, Huffington Post. This isn't even InfoWars. I'm surprised Huffington Post even tells the truth. They don't say Democrats ordering stand down. You just read the article and there it is, ordering a stand down that they know they're not helping, that the mayor of San Juan's working with the union. And they got the union head on TV going, I don't care what you say. Until we get raises, we're not shipping the food. You say, well, why didn't Trump send ships with 18-wheelers on them? Because you never thought somebody wouldn't take the food, the medicine, and the fuel. Because that's no one ever does that. The ships pull up and put on the side of the dock with a big crane the 18-wheeler boxes, the trailers that go on the tractors. I mean, just as a logical person, this has got me so angry that it's just crazy that they're sabotaging it. That of course Trump knows he's being judged by this, and he did a great job in Texas by getting out of the way and letting the aid come in, and a great job in Florida, but the citizens did the really great job. And then they sit there and block the aid when Puerto Rico's been hit by two hurricanes in the last 3 weeks, and then they sit there and they turn around. Even the Puerto Ricans aren't. I've spent hours last night and this morning watching Puerto Rican TV in English and Spanish and reading the transcripts. None of them are buying it. They're all really angry right now. They know the Democrats are doing this. There's a whole bunch of mayors that have gone public. They're saying that this is crazy. They found one Democrat mayor who, it turns out, has supported Antifa groups and cop killer groups, just like Kaepernick, just gave $25,000 to honor a cop killer. I'm not kidding. He just gave $25,000 to a cop killer. Man, these people are crazy. They are crazy. And then Trump, I want to criticize Trump. His response wasn't strong enough. When this mayor was praising him for the first week and now is attacking him and lying, that he didn't come right out and call her out. He just said, hey, we need to work with you locally. Stop playing politics. He should have said, hey, you don't have the 18-wheelers picking this up. You're working with the unions, you witch. We're going to have you criminally investigated for racketeering. We're going to lock your ass up. That's what ought to happen with a huge disaster like this. Instead, the perpetrator turns around and says it's Trump's fault. And then all the media says, oh, yeah, it's white supremacy. From CNN to MSNBC, Trump only gave aid to Texas and Houston because it's white. He only gave it to Florida because it's white. You understand, ladies and gentlemen, that Texas is 50-50 white, Hispanic, black. You understand that it's half minority, half white, and that Houston's 70% non-white. Again, everything they say is a lie. Everything they say is a lie. Everything they say is a lie. They're the biggest liars I've ever seen. It isn't about Trump. It's about them being a bunch of liars. And then Bozo the Clown, Kaepernick, running around bitching because no team will hire him because he's a loser and he had two horrible seasons, suing people because he sucks. His $200 million isn't enough. People have been racist to him. Look at the smug con artist San Juan mayor. Trump attacks San Juan mayor over hurricane response. FEMA Brock lashes out at Puerto Rico relief effort. Criticism, information is being misrepresented, he says. Bombshell, Dems Teamsters order Puerto Rican stand down to embarrass Trump. All the proofs in that article, newswars.com, infowars.com. Report Puerto Rico Teamsters Union. Fernate Apello refused to deliver supplies. Use Hurricane Maria as contract leverage, and the head of the union says it on TV. People ask, where are you getting it? Out of their mouths. I can't handle it anymore. Oh, yeah, the last refuge article is excellent. Scroll down. It's got all of it transcribed from Spanish to English. Then it's got it in English, too. There's videos of it in English. And the Puerto Ricans are like, what the hell is going on here? They're not buying it. But see, they're a small audience. Here in America, let's go ahead and go to this next clip. We got Michael Shea pushing the race war card. There he is on screen. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. You want to hear evil. They know, the people loading his teleprompter, people writing this stuff, that Trump responded everywhere. They know he responded to cities that were mainly minority. They know he did a great job and went and kissed the black babies. They know he did a much better job than Bush or Obama. They know all this. And then he calls him a cracker. The full 5-minute clip, he attacks his wife. It's so vicious. Imagine if you had a white comedian posing as a news reporter calling Obama, hey, N-word, you need to get over there and take care of this. But see, it's only okay because, this is sick. Listen to this liar. Well, he's not even a liar. He's reading it off a teleprompter. Listen to this puppet. Here it is.
After the mayor of San Juan criticized the government's Puerto Rican relief efforts, President Trump attacked her on Twitter, saying the mayor of San Juan, who was very complimentary only a few days ago, has now been told by the Democrats.
You know what? Start this over. Start it over. Back it up again. Trump very calmly, who's been attacked, and she's all over saying he's horrible and racist and doesn't care, he just nicely says, you were complimentary, now you're working with the Democrats, which Trump knows she's actually kingpinning the whole deal. He's being very polite, and then this is an attack. See, every word wordsmithed to lie to you. Do folks like being chumped? Do folks like being conned when this country's got a chance to come together and have prosperity? The globalists are pissed because they thought they had their foot on our neck forever. They thought they'd won, but they're losing, so they're tripling down. I'm sorry. Let's go ahead and go back to this clip. Here it is.
After the mayor of San Juan criticized the government's Puerto Rican relief efforts, President Trump attacked her on Twitter.
Back it up again. After the mayor of San Juan criticized Trump's relief efforts, you mean attacked viciously and lied about? Because that's the truth. She attacked viciously and lied about compared to what he said. But that doesn't matter because you are a damn liar. Excuse me. Back it up to the beginning. Everything he says is a lie. Listen, here it is.
After the mayor of San Juan criticized the government's Puerto Rican relief efforts, President Trump attacked her on Twitter, saying the mayor of San Juan, who was very complimentary only a few days ago, has now been told by the Democrats that you must be nasty to Trump. Oh, really, Donald? You bitch. Was she nasty to you? How nasty? Are you shaking? You want to go smoke a Virginia Slim until your hand stops moving? This isn't that complicated, man. It's hurricane relief. These people need help. You just did this for white people twice. Do the same thing. Go tell Melania to put on her flood heels, get some bottled water, some food, pack up some extra Atlanta Falcons Super Bowl t-shirts, and write them a check with our money, you cheap cracker.
Hey, Obama, write them a check with our money, you cheap. Imagine that. Again, this is the garbage. This is the lies. This is the deceit. This is the fraud. But the good news is the NBA came out and said, you stand for that anthem. They're losing 60% of their money at the NFL, and the NFL just backed down. You're losing, scumbag liars. You lose. We win. More straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you like to gamble, I'll tell you how you land. You win some, lose some, it's still the same to me.
You know, it should be so easy to beat the globalists at this point. The listeners have to understand. I have clips of the head of the Teamsters Union of Puerto Rico all over state television in Puerto Rico and on U.S. television saying, until we get a better deal, I have the quotes right here, for contract leverage, we're not going to deliver anything. And so only 20% of the trucks are non-union in Puerto Rico. I mean, you know, in Texas or Florida or someplace, if people needed food and water and you're getting paid already, but you want to use it as leverage, you'd get your ass kicked real fast. When people have been out of food and water and electricity for weeks and you're trying to get it to them, nobody'd put up with that. What is wrong with Democrat cities like Chicago, New York, D.C.? They're just crooks. They're just scum. And remember, you're watching CNN, MSNBC, or any of these channels, ABC News, Good Morning America. It's Trump's racist and didn't help Puerto Rico when we had Navy ships in between hurricanes. They've been hit by two. in the last 3-4 weeks. Deliverings. We've had reporters there. I'm sending reporters this week, but they've got to get the airfields cleared. Could be any day now. Could be tomorrow. We're going in. I'm tempted to go. I'm thinking about going. But the point is that because this is so important now, like I knew that breaking the back of the racism and showing the love of Texas and everybody coming together and everybody saving everybody, I knew that that'd be beautiful. And I knew that backfire and his approval ratings are way up. Trump's are. Now let's go to this clip of Victor Rodriguez. There's a bunch of these. And again, it's in Spanish, but it's all transcribed on Infowars.com. Then we have the CNBC reporter basically saying what she transcribed from English. Let's go ahead and just play the first clip that is in English. Let's play the first clip from CNBC. Bombshell, Dems, Teamsters ordered Puerto Rican stand down to embarrass Trump. Here it is.
Puerto Rico, supplies that people desperately need. They say that they're feeding their grandchildren crackers. They have no running water. They can't get to fuel. And now look at this. There are 3,000 cargo containers here at Crowley, one of the biggest shippers in Puerto Rico. These are all refrigerated units. They're known as reefers. And each one of them operates on a generator. Crowley is now using 4,000 gallons of fuel every single day to keep the operations here at its terminal up and running. But here's the problem. The truck drivers can't get to the terminal to get their containers out. Each one of these has medicine and food, construction supplies, building equipment, and all of that needs to get to Puerto Rico. At this point, though, when you're looking at truck drivers who can't be reached by their businesses by cell phone, they don't have the gas to get to work. And then even when they do get to work, their semi-trucks don't have fuel. The problem is the supply chain. Here's what the executive for Crowley told me about the problem.
The people of Puerto Rico are fighting hard, but there's no way we're going to be able to do this by ourselves. We need much more support from the federal agencies right now. We also ask the distributors and the trucking company that in a way that it is possible to please come and start moving the cargo here, because we need to make room in order to receive the cargo that is on its way.
I just wanted to give you an example of the grocery stores. 226 supermarkets around the island are ready to open, but they don't have diesel for their generators. At Crowley Terminal alone, there's the Supermercado Econo. It's one of the biggest supermarket chains on the island. It has 104 containers sitting here. V Suarez, a big food distributor, has 114 containers. Walmart has 70 containers. They're all stuck. And when you're talking about lifting that Jones Act, the executives are saying, how is that going to help? It's not that we don't have the supplies. We have the fuel on the island that we need. We have the supplies. We don't have the distribution channels to get them from the terminal offsite. And oh, by the way, they're running out of room. Look around. There's no more room left to put containers here. It's all full. So the problem is, how do you get the supply chain back up and running? Diesel fuel seems to be one of the big missing links here, guys.
Yeah, Contessa, I mean, if you're able to get fuel there via shipment somehow, is the real bottleneck that, or is it the drivers? And if you get the drivers, are the roads passable to where they could get these goods where they need to go?
Hey, Carl, that's a great question. So first of all, here's what Crowley executives on the ground responsible for these logistics are telling me. They say the problem is not that there's no fuel. There's fuel. There's plenty to fuel the recovery on the island. The problem is distribution. They've got security issues. They've got federal agents guarding the fuel distribution centers. They've got a requirement that there are two armed law enforcement officers accompanying every truck that goes out to deliver fuel to the gas stations. And then the issue with the drivers, right? You got to get the drivers from their homes to their place of employment. That takes gas and it takes cell phone communications. And then you got to fill up the semi-truck so that they can come pick up these cargo containers.
All right, let's stop right there. Now, again, that's the one in English. You think, well, the media told the truth. And then they go on to basically admit union issues. But we have all the footage in the newspapers and the confirmation, the heads of the union saying, we'll do it when you give us money. So that's how the media walked around the fact that America piled food, gasoline, air-conditioned facilities up. One article in Wired reports, 9,000-plus containers. have been delivered in the last 2 weeks. 9,000 containers just to one facility. But the head of the union in Spanish, I have the transcript here, says until you give us better contract negotiation, we're going to give you nothing. In fact, let's just roll it in Spanish. A lot of our audience speaks Spanish. Just for documentary purposes, let's just back this up. The transcript's in our article on Infowars.com, but here it is.
Reprocharle a los camioneros porque el gobernador acaba de pasar una ley por encima de todo el mundo tratando de liquidar a los camioneros con permiso.
Pero no. Está bien que haga una ley, pero estamos en una emergencia. Lo que usted está queriendo decir es que ustedes están luchando con el gobernador no yendo a trabajar por una ley.
No. Nosotros estamos haciendo lo que tenemos que hacer.
Acaba de decir que por una ley.
No, perdóname. Los camioneros están saliendo a trabajar. Y yo suelto a todos los camioneros del país a que continúen trabajando con el pueblo.
Again, folks, we have the full transcript. It's 3 minutes longer. It's on Infowars.com. Go read it. Read the transcript for yourself and go check it. It's out of local Puerto Rican television. It is incredible, ladies and gentlemen. Most of the containers coming in have never left. Crowley says the more than 3,400 just at one facility alone, 9,000 another. The containers, the terminal now, that's just one shipping company at one port. Several other ports are, again, accepting shipments and stranded crates, total of a 10,000. So I'm sorry, that was an older number when I said 9,000 plus. It's way above that. But you heard no aid from America from the cracker. The cracker. The evil racist white man. Trump. Americans didn't give. We didn't care. Even though we did, we still get blamed. And then they say because we don't like people that are Hispanic. You know, it's just funny that the Democrat-run city of New Orleans wouldn't accept the aid and got everything blocked with FEMA. And then when it was Houston, didn't happen. Even though the Democrats tried to block it, the state ignored them. The same thing with Florida. You people are horrible. It's the Democratic Party. They're a bunch of crooks that want to make this as bad as they can so they get full control. Ladies and gentlemen, we need you to spread the articles and videos now more than ever that are at Infowars.com because the globalists are trying to censor us or trying to block this information. There's nothing more rebellious you can do against the globalists than to spread the links, the articles, the videos, and also financially support us. And while you do it, you get game-changing, win-win, high-quality products at InfowarsLife.com. We have the nutraceuticals, the supplements. We have the caveman bone broth formula with turmeric, chaga mushroom, bee pollen, and so much more. You talk about next level whey. We have great whey as well, but they go together. Mix it up with some milk in the blender. So good for you. So powerful. So strong. It's 50% off. That's about to end. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion with amino acids. Again, the best organic quality out there. That's been sold out for months, but it's back in. 50% off because I want you to try it and have a chance to support the broadcast. Our great vitamin B12. Even BuzzFeed did a test of it with a top lab. Thought they'd find bad stuff. They said it's the highest quality in the country at the lowest price. And they blew up in their face. That's 40% off right now. Secret 12, InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. Thank you all for your support. Without you, there is no InfoWar. Hour number two, just a few minutes away. Please spread the word. Stay with us.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
You know, there's video up on DrudgeReport.com. Let me put it on screen. That I just can't even handle. I mean, it's the mayor of San Juan standing up on national globalist television, bitching, saying that there's no aid from Trump when there's giant pallets going up hundreds of feet in the air behind her. And when they're the ones ordering stand down. And then they use the crisis to get more power. That's their management skill. They make you poor to run your life. And you have no idea. I'm so sick of these pigs. Look at her. She's standing there after the Navy ships. I saw maps this morning put out by FEMA of each port and how many landings have been made. And some of them had like 30, 40 landings of container ships. And then the photos, pyramids of food, pyramids of air-conditioned food, pyramids of fuel, generators. I mean, it's insane. And then she sits there saying, I'm begging, save us from dying. I want to come back and play this. And then Matt Bracken is joining us. But just, and then you got the Islamic attacks every day. And I went to a major gun range today. And to respect the gun range, I didn't videotape it because I'm into privacy. And I walk in there, and there's women in hijabs lined up firing machine guns. And then 2 hours later, I leave, and they're bringing in more women in hijabs. And I was like, am I in a jihadi trading camp? And they look at me, and they go, hello, Alex. I mean, something's going on in this country, folks. So I did shoot video in the parking lot. When one of them pulled around and drove up next to me. So I was leaving with my wife. Yeah, well, things aren't going too well in this country, I'm here to tell you. There's something big afoot going on. Democrats told us. In fact, you guys reprint me Paul's article. It was on Drudge on Friday. Democrats announced November 5th, November 4th, they're planning mass murder nationwide. They start killing cops, everybody else. And isn't that the cops are perfect? And isn't that America's perfect? But you know what? It isn't Saudi Arabia. It isn't North Africa. It isn't, New Guinea with headhunters. I like America. A lot of freedom here. And I like everybody, no matter what color they are, as long as they like freedom too. And I'm not going to turn into the big racist the globalists want by all this anti-white stuff, but I am going to get more vocal against your political correctness and point out you're trying to turn America into a big, giant prison where the government's the warden and we're all at each other's throats. And Donald Trump's trying to stop that. And, of course, former top NFL star, Mr. Brown, has come out and pointed this out. We're going to play that clip, too, and we come back first in the next segment. But I did about a 45-second plug. And that didn't pay the bills around here. You pay the bills. But when I do longer plugs, we get more money in. And I've been so focused on news, people probably notice there's not much plugging going on, a lot of breaks getting skipped, a lot of things happening. And I shouldn't be overly confident. I should be raising money while the sun's shining. So I'm asking you to commit today to go to InfoWars Store and to look at the books, the videos, the T-shirts, the Patriot apparel, the firearms accessories, the knives, the nutraceuticals, the supplements, and buy products and sign up for auto ship on things like high-quality coffee or vitamin B12 or the other organic products we've got, the Emmerich's Essentials, the essential oils that just came in that are the highest quality discounted. And you get 10% off for doing the right thing and helping us, but we need the commitment because let me tell you something. Behind the scenes, I don't know how to deal with some of the stuff that just happened, but I'm going to have to go public this week with some things that are next level. The infiltration against us, the things they've done to try to get us off AM and FM radio stations are unprecedented, and we've confirmed it's going on. They've confirmed what Media Matters said they would do. They said they'd infiltrate us. Well, they couldn't infiltrate here. Where else would they infiltrate? Where else would they infiltrate? Somewhere in Minnesota.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Yeah, there's a storm on the loose. Sirens in my head. Crept up in silence. Our circuits are dead. Can I decode my heart that
you know, into a frenzy? At this point, I've got Islamists following me around. It's really happening. At this point, we're seeing terror attacks every day. At this point, the Democrats have been infiltrated all over the country by local police and state police. The feds will do nothing because they're controlled. Trump hasn't gotten control of the Justice Department more than three levels down. We've got the videos coming out every hour. I can't even watch them all with the Antifa training to kill police, kill conservatives, kill talk show hosts, kill members of Congress. I mean, they go on MSNBC and say, hashtag hunt Republicans. And it's just next level. And I don't know what we're supposed to do, because there's a civil war inside the government. Matt Bracken, former Navy SEAL, best-selling author, really smart guy, is joining us in this hour to talk about the waterfront, but to watch the Democrat teamsters admit they've ordered a stand down for 2 weeks, not to ship more aid per capita than Florida or Texas got. Tens of thousands, over 10,000 just that the Navy's put in, not to mention all the other aid groups. A lot of other ships are showing up. I mean, you've got more food than they need, they're saying now, and fuel than for 6 months, but not a truck will move. They need security because the Teamsters are gangsters on the island and are attacking the 20% of the truckers trying to get in. And they see this as a way to really take control of the island further. Trump should send in federal troops, quite frankly. And that's what he's basically getting ready to do. But, I mean, it unified the country, ladies and gentlemen, that you saw Harvey, you saw Texas, you saw people come together. And now they know that his approval rating's up. The economy's coming back. They're panicking. Matt Bracken, we've got terror attacks in all over the Western world. In France, Allah Akbar stabbing women to death. Scream until the military kills them. You've got truck attacks going on, running over a bunch of people, trying to stab police till he's shot up in Canada. You've got just I mean, I went to a gun range today, and it was just women lined up in hijabs firing, you know, full auto at a place where you can do that. And then I left, and I had military guys with me, and they were like, yeah, when you left, four more groups came in. They're like, I'm not going to get into it. And they were following me around. I mean, this country, I don't know what's going on, but it's crazy. And the Democratic Party has just absolutely done this. The deep state's done this. They've got some giant double cross revolution, 100 years, the Bolshevik revolution planned in the next couple months. And now they admit, that story was linked on Drudge this weekend from Paul Watson, just a whole article with their links where they're saying, we're going operational. We're going to start killing everybody. It's here. So we're going to go to Matt Bracken right now. I mean, Matt, this is everything you've been warning about for a couple of years, but you said as Antifa politically loses, they'd get violent. Now they're just, I think, the cover for more serious teams and more serious operations. I see preparation for revolution against America by Islamic and communist forces everywhere. It's crawling out of the woodwork here in Austin.
Yeah, it's true, but we're still in the battle shaping phase where there's going to be a civil war. I mean, there's no avoiding that. The train is coming down the track and the bridge is out. But the question now for the left side is shaping the perceptions of who started it. Once this thing kicks off and it's, you know, just total kinetic mayhem, then pretty soon it'll just be, well, we're in a civil war. No more free assembly. No more street demonstrations. That'll be banned. Any groups of more than five getting out, that'll just be banned. It'll be outlawed. But who throws the first blow is critical to shaping the opening stages of the Civil War. So what the left is trying to do is shape either a false flag provocation, which I still think is most likely, probably somebody firing into a left-wing crowd, leaving right-wing literature at the scene. Either that or another Charlottesville-type, mentally psychotic loser who will be, you know, turned into a guided missile behind the wheel of a truck, also to plow into, you
well,
know.
Well, you said that about 3 months ago. You said shooting into a crowd or running them over, copying the Islamic attack, and it'll probably be staged, and they'll use that as the red shirt. But Trump came out and said, hey, both sides are wrong, and that ended up basically defeating their narrative because it came out. Then Pelosi was forced to admit they were bad. But I see them kind of already flushing Antifa ahead of the next big event so they don't get the blame.
Well, but Antifa is also ramping up the white allies to go violent. There's a very telling short YouTube clip, a minute and a half yesterday, the day before, out of Berkeley, where the Latinas are telling the tall, gangly white Antifa in the black mask, stop being a poser. Stop just trying to, be a live action role player, essentially. If you want to prove you're an ally because you're a white, you're genetically evil. And she says that. If you want
tell me
to
the name of the clip,
ally,
I want to tell me the name of the clip, Matt Bracken.
I'd have to dig it up, but it's Berkeley a day and a half or so ago, day or two ago. But
there's so many clips. Who could keep track of it? Just yeah. But think back. Was it something like Antifa tells white allies to get real or what?
Yes, exactly. And the white saying, I've been out here for months. I've been, you know, getting beaten. And she's saying, you're just a poser. You're just doing a masquerade. You know, you've got to actually just walk up and punch a Nazi right now. Well, that message, I'm sure, at all levels, in not only
in
America.
And a Nazi is anybody that isn't a communist, anybody that doesn't hate America.
Right. Anybody who's not an avowed communist, anarcho-communist. But there are right now some pushback going on. I've seen great work by Vlad Tepes, who's a Canadian-based blogger. But he's posting stuff from Sweden, where some right-wing or at least non-communist Swedes are starting to push back against Antifa. We see it in Ottawa yesterday, a free speech rally by 500 Antifas show up, and they're mostly homeless losers that are paid to do that. There's evidence coming out about that.
Sure, and we know it's synthetic.
And then the same night in Edmonton, thousands of miles to the west, you have an ISIS truck rampage trying to do a Marseille, a Nice Barcelona attack. These are the two pillars, the left and Islam. They're working together. You see it at the range with the hijab-wearing ladies being trained to shoot full auto. What are they really going to do with full auto other than, go to somewhere where there's a crowd? But it's important that the battlefield be prepared by having the mainstream media perception that a right-winger started it. As long as the first big multi-casualty massacre is perceived to have been coming from the right, then all bets will be off, and when free assembly is outlawed and we're virtually under martial law, everybody in the media will say, well, the right wing did it because this crazy
person. And I totally agree with you. They tried that with Charlottesville, but it didn't work because people saw that Antifa started it. But that they'll ignore the daily Islamic attacks, the Antifa attacks. They'll use that one attack as the pretext to then launch their giant violent uprising where they just kill random cops. They believe that the local departments will capitulate to the terrorism, go under the Strong Cities Initiative that's still waiting, despite Trump being in power, with the Mutinous Justice Department, and that they will then have the police departments under their control politically to begin the roundup of conservatives. It's at that point that the real detonation begins. And again, I just ask the citizens out there to really be mindful of the level we've gotten to.
This plan can only work to detonate Civil War II. It's not a plan for the left to win. That can't happen.
No, that's right. They just want to destabilize and hope that after the breakdown, somehow they're able to get control. It's the old Weatherman plan to have a civil war, then later the UN comes in as a communist cover. And it sounds insane, but so does the NFL pissing on the American flag. I mean, they're making their move.
But in many respects, you can see that we're being stress tested right now. We've got North Korea tomorrow could fire an EMP over Tokyo or over Chicago, possibly. Can't rule it out. We've got Puerto Rico coming after Harvey, then Irma, then Maria. Puerto Rico is another massive stress test. This is taking Uncle Sam right to the limit of what he's capable of doing. And you're seeing Democrats and Teamsters willing to put a choke even on aid going into Puerto Rico. But this stress test, it's got to be understood. What if Uncle Sam was already dealing with, say, Chicago under an EMP attack? It would be Puerto Rico.
And you watch, once this all more kicks off, they're going to openly grandstand against our country like we've got unlimited aid. No, this is it. They're making their move. It's the 100-year anniversary of the Bolsheviks. It's the same people. Get ready, incoming folks. They're getting ready.
Before America can be great again, she must be free again. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
As God is my witness, today I went shooting firearms that I might just do 3-4 times a year at a nice, fancy shooting range. And I walk in and there's women lined up with the jibs firing semi-auto and full-auto rifles. You can do that there. And when I left, the people waiting for me down at one exit, and they were like, oh, Alex, there's all these women in hijabs and Muslim guys. Me and my wife just go, huh, and we go get the car. Then they follow us around, and the military guys I were with had already noticed this, so they came out. And the last time I heard, there was like more women in hijabs showing up to shoot. I mean, it was like, I'm telling you, folks, this is like Twilight Zone. Just like Twilight Zone. I mean, the numbers of real refugees they brought in. You go to the mall, it's just Muslims everywhere now. This is Austin, Texas. They were reporting last year that out of this high school I graduated out of, Anderson High School, it was a third Muslim. And again, it isn't about bashing Muslims themselves, but they come from oppressive states. Radical Islam is the dominant force now. They're bringing in unvetted groups. There's terror attacks every day now. And Matt Bragg is a former Navy SEAL, best-selling author, researcher. He's got the new book out. We're going to have him back on soon, just about the book itself, The Red Cliffs of Zerhon, I'm saying that right? A historical novel set in the future. But before we go any further, you got cut off by the break. I've never seen so much globalist activity. I've never seen such preparation for violence. All these army officers coming out and saying they're communists. I've got one of the articles here. West Point grad who's been in the field 2 years is socialist organizer who spreads communist propaganda relentlessly and is ready for a violent overthrow and wants to take down white people and kill capitalists. And he's staying in command while he says he hates America and shows images of throwing American flags in the trash can, wearing Che Guevara shirts, and says he hates the country. There it is, folding the flag, and you throw it in the trash. I mean, and like, he's being celebrated. This is what this is all about, and it's like all about violence and kill the ruling class. So we got like 6 minutes. This is a short segment, longer segment coming up. Matt Bracken, I know you're saying they're affecting the battle space. They're getting us ready for it right now. I see them losing the propaganda war, the NFL having to back off, NBA backing off, Trump approval ratings up, economy coming back, but they don't seem to care. They're going full steam ahead with the civil war. And so I'm not a violent person until I'm violent. I'm not offensively violent, but I just want all the bureaucrats and globalists to know, if you think you're going to brand the civil war going to shooting cops while they pump gas, I hope they all live to be 120 years old. If this thing all goes down, don't they know Santa Claus has been making a list and checking it twice? And all these globalist mayors and New World Order people and CEOs are deader than a hammer? I'm not going to do it. But once it starts, they're dead. We actually, the people that do things, we actually go out and do it. We don't sit there and suck on our thumbs all day. Don't they understand who they're starting to fight with? I'm not trying to act tough here, but don't these people get it?
Well, a couple days ago in Jacksonville, my area, a teenager, like an 18 or 19 year old, kind of a punk thrown out of his family, shot a Customs and Border Patrol officer. As last I heard, he was critically injured, shot him in the head and torso.
Just coming out of Republican members of city council randomly get shot every week now. It's happening everywhere.
But they're gearing up the mentality. The people that are the fringe that are the most mentally labile, the real loose cannons out there,
the useful idiots,
are the ones that are. But they're triggered first. They're the ones that are going to pick up the gun
first.
So
right now they're just triggering the mentally ill masses, the low-hanging fruit.
Well, they're being triggered just because the electric current, you know, the atmospheric current is so charged right now that the low-hanging fruit is starting to shake and fall off the tree ahead of time a little bit. But believe me, what they want is a right-wing fingerprint on a massacre.
That's right. They're trying to induct us. They're trying to get us to get into action.
Which we won't. But they will eventually, and Antifa is going to shoot into a left-wing crowd, a, you know, peace moms type of crowd, and leave right-wing literature. And my message is we have to immediately be ready to push back against the false narrative, because it's going to be a Dylan Roof type of a thing, either with a psychotic right-winger or just a left-winger.
Well, didn't you see how all the white supremacist leaders a year before had been Democrat operatives at Charlottesville?
Yeah, I call that Operation Buffalo Jump. You know, when you're herded to a ledge like that, it's pathetic and it's predictable. Just for a moment, I put this book on free today on Kindle. So if you just get the Kindle version, is $0. This is the lead-in to Red Cliffs of Zerhun, which is my new book, which is out right now.
No, take your time, because these are important books, because a lot of smart folks told me years ago you're a really smart guy, and you've proven that on air. So talk about the lead-in, and then talk about the new book.
Yeah, my books are near future, I call semi-dystopian. You know, it's not like post-apocalyptic, like Cormac McCarthy's The Road. I think that's way overdone. But, you know, the grid doesn't work. GPS doesn't work. There's no more digital anything. So you either are paying with gold or you're bartering. Well, technology that works like a simple radio, it'll still work if you have a battery. That's sort of the background. But the new book is a counter jihad book all the way. It's an allegory for the defense of Western civilization when 70 schoolgirls are kidnapped from Ireland and taken to Morocco for auction as sex slaves or ransom. You know, it's a question that the West has to ask itself. Is it a fait accompli? Do we just say, oh, well, they're gone, we lost, you know, just accept our new Demi status, or do we fight back? So this novel here, Red Cliffs of Zerhoon.
I want to have you on this week for a full hour to talk about both the books, but right now let's get into this. You look at Catalonia, and as you know, it was one of the first places the Crusades started to push in the La Reconquista the Muslims out, going back over 1,000 years ago. Now the Spanish government gets most of its money from Catalan. They've now brought in martial law viciously to put them under control. Well, have you seen the images of them beating men, women, and children?
Barcelona, and it's look at all of the parallels in the synchronicity. Barcelona, where the jihad attack just recently took place on Las Ramblas Avenue, and now it's the center of the Catalan freedom independence movement. It's also Barcelona was also one of the big hotbeds and early flashpoints in the Spanish Civil War of the 1930s. So we are certainly seeing some history repeating itself. Or if not repeating itself, it's certainly rhyming, for sure.
And how do they get the federal police and state police to come in and literally beat up men and women so they can't go in and vote? I mean, I just couldn't talk about thugs. And of course, you look at the police; they all look like a bunch of Muslims.
It's a very in some ways, it's a good analogy for the United States with the federal system being stress tested in Spain. If Madrid, which runs the Guardia Civil, which is like their national police force, if Madrid allows a free election in Catalan, then the Basque regions might do it next. And they've had a more proven history of terrorism, the ETA, ETA. The Catalans do not, but the Catalans are like some of the smartest, most industrious people. They have their own language, never mind. You know, they have a language which is like two-thirds Spanish, partly French, and it's got its own thing. So they have their own unique culture and language, and they don't want to be just, you know, dictated by Brussels via Madrid.
Exactly. They wouldn't be leaving Spain if it wasn't for EU, and they're really mad about the forced integration of Muslims.
Right. So we're seeing stress tests in the USA. We're seeing stress tests in Europe. From Sweden to Spain, there's turmoil in the streets.
Then let's talk about, are the globalists ready to launch their final assault? Because they're all over the news saying they're getting ready to overthrow Trump. Will they try it? And what's the timetable with Matt Bracken? I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
While we get Matt Bracken back on the Skype, it just dropped out. I'm going to just go over some of these headlines for you. Antifa planned civil war to overthrow the government. It's not that our government's perfect. It's made up of people. But this is America. And the globalists are allied with radical Orthodox Islam in an attempt to take over this country. And I've never seen such a move. And I was with guys that had been in all three of the ground force disciplines of the military today, and that what they saw at the shooting range, they were blown away by. And it just shows how there's massive preparation for civil war in this country by the left. They've been trying to get our guns the whole time, believing they would just take control of the security services and win that way, but now they don't think they will. They want to go up against the state governments. They want to intimidate the federal government into capitulation. And they want to go up against us. They want to decapitate the leadership of the resistance. And folks, I've been on air 22 years. People know I don't talk like this if it isn't going on. And there's a lot of stuff I can't tell you about. It's bad, though. Just like I told police and others and anybody that's prominent in the resistance, which just means you want America, freedom. They've said starting in early November, they're going to launch their terror attack simultaneously. Now, they may not do it, but that's the announcement. And Paul's linked to all the major communist groups, the socialist groups, the Democrats. They all announced it in this article. And we got the videos undercover of them saying they're getting ready for it. And notice, you never know the cop's name they shoot in the back of the head. It's just, it's in the news, it's out. Or the woman stabbed to death. It's every day. A cop shot in the back of the head. A woman stabbed to death. People run over, and it's just, they don't even matter. So you need to understand that, ladies and gentlemen, that this is getting serious. The little cowardly leftists think they brought in groups that are going to somehow team up with them later. That just shows how stupid they are historically or at a gut level. So we've got hours of footage at Infowars.com and Newswars.com. Drudge's linked to it. Louder the Crowder got a lot of it. They're not doing this to play games. And people need to be ready. Now we're getting Matt back on. Just get him on phone. If Skype doesn't work, it's not a problem. Just go to phone. I know he's on the road anyway, so it's fine. Okay. So we've got, you can't reach him on Skype, or you can't reach him on phone. Phone and Skype are down. Wow. That's strange. Yeah, whatever. We'll get him back on soon. But, you know, I think this is what gets to me the most. I can't believe that the globalists think they're going to get away with all this. And I can't believe that they can find so many people that'll sell out and engage in criminal activity. But there's something about weak people. They like evil. There's something about folks that have never had power that they think a conspiracy or subterfuge or a deception is manly when it's not. Being straight up, being a straight shooter is really all there is in this world. And so many people I run into, they think when I'm talking to them, like, there's some coded message. No, I'm really talking to you straight. And I just don't understand why other people don't like straight talk, or how they can't handle straight talk, or they don't get what straight talk is. But I respect myself. And I respect you, so I'm going to give you straight talk. But I think about 60 Minutes and their lies, and ABC and their lies, and NBC, and I think about CNN, MSNBC, and just all of it. I just think about why. And they use the freedom and openness of our society to say, why should we go along with the will of the people? Why should we go along with the Renaissance? Why should we go along with all the success? Why don't we just hijack the success? And that'll make us successful. But as you've noticed in other civilizations, hijacking success never makes you what you hijacked. It makes you a loser. And no amount of popery or pomp, no amount of regalia, no amount of red carpets, no amount of machinery will ever make you a good person. Only actually doing the real thing will do it. So maybe I should air this little CNN piece to analyze it. Getting back to Saturday Night Live, that is not a comedy program. It is a propaganda program. I played the clip of Michael Shea with his little fake name saying that Trump is a cheap cracker, which is the N-word for white folks. And then saying he didn't help any brown people in Texas or anywhere else, which is a total lie. But I thought I'd actually play the Saturday Night Live calls Trump a cheap cracker clip. I thought I'd play SNL returns with Trump mockery. It's not Trump mockery. It's Trump lies with a studio audience of picked idiots that would laugh at drying paint, with Alec Baldwin saying, we're not sending any aid. We didn't know Puerto Rico was part of America. When the aid's all been there, piled up the ceiling, and the Teamsters and the Democrats won't deliver it, and go on TV and brag about it. You cheap cracker. Imagine saying about Obama, you didn't respond to Louisiana, Mississippi last year, last August, a year ago, plus 13 months ago. You're a cheap N-word. I would never say that. The mainstream media is so deceptive, they'll probably say, Jones says you didn't do enough, you cheap N-word to Obama. Quotes. And at the bottom of the article, they'll say Jones was speaking about how Trump was called a cracker and using, you know, they'll always, they know the average person doesn't read the whole 3-page article, but it doesn't matter. I'm not going to live my life according to their deceptions. But let's just go ahead and start the video. Here's Alec Baldwin. He's Alex Jones says black people aren't humans. Yes, I learned it at InfoWars. Remember that? That was last season. He's back with more BS. Here it is.
Ma'am, I don't know if you know this, but you're in an island in the water. The ocean water, big ocean, with fishies and bubbles and turtles that bite. We want to help you, but we have to take care of America first.
Wait, you do know we're a U.S. territory, don't you?
Baldwin, Trump, and SNL.
I mean, I do, but not many people know that, no.
So Saturday Night Live's back. Oh, he's an award-winning guy. He's so cool. Oh, they're such big stars. Make fun of fat people. Everything they tell you not to do, they do. But they're the anointed.
I will not let you down. And I was like, that feeling when he doesn't text you back, but you see him tweeting.
The mayor of San Juan, who was very complimentary only a few days ago, has now been told by the Democrats that you must be nasty to Trump. Oh, really, Donald? You This isn't that complicated, man. It's hurricane relief. These people need help. You just did this for white people twice. Do the same thing. Go tell Melania to put on her flood heels, get some bottled water, some food, pack up some extra Atlanta Falcons Super Bowl t-shirts, and write them a check with our money, you cheap cracker.
Total and complete racism, but just spewed at you to create this huge anti-white wave. That is true racism, true social engineering from NBC. Unbelievable. But the good news is the NFL's going bankrupt now and the NBA's back down. You're a bunch of losers.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
You know, you do this long enough, you get so close to a problem, you don't realize just how high level you've gotten in the fight. And that's not to brag. It's that you're not accurately reporting to the public. I interviewed the former head of the Davos Group just this week. People didn't understand he was the former head on the advisory board, chairman of the Davos Group. That's as high level as it gets. Well, the other folks I talked to, I mean, I got basically invited the Bilderberg Group a few years ago just because I've demonstrated against it. It's not that powerful anymore. The Davos Group's what's powerful, and I didn't go for optics reasons. But the point is there's a major civil war within the elite going on right now. So people need to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that this is the real thing that's going down, okay? And there are globalist forces that actually intended to end all freedom in Europe and the United States and Canada, make people convert to globalism, which means pro-Islam, and people are fighting back. And it doesn't mean because I have sources high up that have been, you know, at the head of the Davos Group or in Bilderberg that I'm like want to be in their club. No, they're defecting from it, and the whole thing's falling apart because it was sold based on a lie. But we're in the midst of a civil war. And the fact that the Democrats would block aid to Puerto Rico and do it publicly while blaming Trump shows you how brazen they are. But what Matt Bracken said, his power went out earlier. We got him back for a few minutes here. I was about to end the transmission, is key. They don't think they're going to win this. They want to weaken the U.S. so communist China, other globalist forces, the globalist control, can make big power moves. It's about crippling us. And that's why people that have been at the high levels of the Davos Group and others are now been out of it for years. Even before this big revolution came, we've had friends in the system is what I'm saying. We're not doing this alone. But no, the enemy has friends. So thank you all for your support. I wanted to play Jim Brown from Thursday or Friday on Fox, who said, look, this whole race war thing's a bunch of bull. It was a bunch of white folks helped me get where I was. Most white people don't want to be racist. This is, and he lived under real racism. So here's that clip, and we'll finish it with Matt Bragan.
So I don't always look at black and white, but I'm going to say this to you.
Yes.
And I don't ever say this. The three greatest people in my life were white. Okay? My high school coach, my high school superintendent, and my mentor, Manhasset, Long Island. I never had a father, really. My great-grandmother raised me. But I was in this country where I got help from people that were not of my same color. So when I come out of the box, I don't come out of the box as racial. I look for good people and people that will be like-minded and help me try to do good for other human beings. So that's truly where I'm coming from.
And that's Martin Luther King. I don't go to a restaurant because white folks or black folks own it. I don't know because the food's good. And if they're nice and hospitality, baby, I'm there. That's why I'm in Mexican food restaurants most of the time. Yeah. But it's just crazy that that's common sense. And they're trying to demonize that with cultural Marxism and admitting it. It's in the WikiLeaks. So Matt Bragan, in the 5-6 minutes we've got left, sorry your power went out. Wow, I know you're on the road right now, not in your normal studio. They're making their move. What do we do? What should we be watching for?
Well, first, that's very powerful, and God bless Jim Brown, greatest NFL running back in history still. Nobody like him for standing tall and saying that, which it was not easy to say, I'm sure. A lot easier to stay down, but he's always been a peacemaker.
Oh, they're threatening to fire current players that put their hand over their heart in America.
Yeah. Well, this I kind of see America right now like a bear. It's weakened. It's maybe overweight and out of shape, and the hunting dogs are after it. And as the bear is weakened, more dogs that are hiding in the shadows come running out to take a bite because they see this as the chance. The globalists know that a free and independent America is the biggest bulwark against their total globalist domination. So whether they win a civil war in America or not, turning America into what I see Civil War II as, I make an equation, Rwanda times Bosnia. America will be brought to its knees by a civil war. It will no longer be a factor on the world stage while it's in a civil war. And in that time period, the globalists think they will be able to establish the new world order. A plan to ride the tiger is not the same as riding a tiger. They might be able to instigate a civil war in the USA. I don't think that there will ever be like a complete globalist takeover in the world because it's more likely, I think.
Sure, they're going to play the different. Well, they never wanted a world government. They wanted to isolate countries, break them down, have city states that are above the law. They used to exploit all the other regions. They admit that.
Right, and we'll end up as basically serfs or peasants, and they'll end up as.
And they're going to put out fake opposition leaders and fake leaders of both sides that are puppets. We have to realize who owns it, who doesn't. Once it gets into physical, if it does, it's key to realize the names you hear on the news are not the targets.
And you can see how this civil war is already being played out politically. A big litmus test or dividing line is looking at General Flynn being taken out. He was basically taken out. And then H.R. McMaster, who I call H.R. McBilderberger,
who's openly an Islamicist. He's openly, right. He doesn't want, he's a pro-Islamicist.
Right. They're sticking with
anybody that criticizes radical Islam that's the litmus test. And I've been told by globalists off record, we won't destroy you. Leave Islam alone. Why is Islam the key? I didn't realize until a few years ago how it's their whole. They think demographically it's about to be 3 billion. It's 1.5 billion now. They think that's their key.
And remember, Islam plus socialism equals Islam. At the end of the day, socialists always convert to Islam. And Islam is very cozy for the people that want to be our feudal lords and masters. I mean, imagine, it's just right out front. If you're a sultan, you get to have the harem, you get to have all the wealth, you get to make all the rules.
So it's perfect for psychopaths.
It's perfect for psychopaths. There have been many caliphs and sultans in the past who were essentially like a Hitler who won. Imagine if Hitler had won World War II, dominated all of Europe and Africa and lived to be 90, with a harem of thousands of girls doing all kind of eugenic experiments, unbridled. Well, that's happened over and over again in Islamic history. Eventually.
And then those psychopaths have 100 sons and then sell the daughters into slavery. And that's why all the inbreeding, I'm not being mean, 35% of the birth defects are less than 1% of the population, Pakistanis in England. I mean, it's just a disaster.
Remember, there's a something called hybrid vigor, which is if the weaker and lower IQ Arabs eventually take Europe by the Sharia plan, the Quranic, you know, conquest plan.
Oh, they say that. In fact, the Imam of Jerusalem says that women are ours. We will now be strong. We are taking them. They know that.
And it won't matter if the rising generation of European women wanted to be childless or lesbians or career women. It won't matter. They're going to have five children who are going to be 100% Muslim, even though they're half German or Swedish. So the next generation coming out of this won't be scrawny, you know, 85 IQ desert Arabs, essentially Pakistanis, Saudis. They're going to be half, German rocket scientist material, but they'll be 100% fanatically Islamic. It was the Berbers of North Africa who conquered Spain, not Arabians. The Quranic conquest formula was successful at converting the Berbers of North Africa to Islam, but they were much bigger, stronger, smarter, tougher than the Arabs that conquered them, because each little Berber tribe was independent and squabbling constantly. Well, the Muslim plan takes over one tribe after another, joined all the Berbers together, and in a few decades, they swept through Spain and got all the way into France. So people that say, well, it's too bad for Europe, but how does that affect me?
Bottom line, we're in an existential fight for our lives. We have to take the government completely back. We have to absolutely cauterize the cancer and cut it out, or we're all dead. And we're genetically dead, and I'm not going to put up with it. This is a group coming to use our openness to destroy us and dominate us. And they're so damn arrogant and so creepy. And the globalists are allied because they just want the power for a decade in their little Satanist operation to desecrate Christianity.
And America is the last redoubt. Nobody should think, well, I'm going to take my accumulated
Europe's already demographically fallen.
New Zealand we have to make the stand in America. If you think that you can make the stand in New Zealand, forget it. Or Patagonia.
That's right. You're not going to run and just defeat this by living your own damn life out. You got to do it now for everybody. Thank you, Matt Bratton. Let's talk soon.
Thank you.
The new book.
Thanks.
Available at his website. Give folks your website. Enemies, Foreign and Domestic.
Foreignanddomestic.com. These are the two books. Castigo Key is free on Kindle through tomorrow. Today and tomorrow, this is free on Kindle.
All right, folks. We need financial support. InfoWarsStore.com. You fund us, we'll fight. InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you all. Great job, crew. 11 a.m. Central tomorrow. I kick off David Knight, 8 a.m. Please listen to him.